This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherer in for Celeste Headlee. It happens every 4 years. One dazzling group of athletes widens our eyes and hastens our hearts by sliding down mountains and soaring through the air. Another group takes the ice with, well, brushes. I'm talking, of course, about curling, and so it seems is all of Wall Street. The water cooler chat at New York's top finance firms and investment banks is kizzle-kazzle?
What?
John, I figured you'd know what this is. Here to explain is Eric Dash, a banking reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Hi, Eric.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Good to have you. A banking reporter talking about curling. This is excellent. Okay, first of all, for those of us who are not glued to CNBC all day long, quick, what's your vision of curling? What do you think it really is, and why is it so popular on Wall Street?
Well, my vision is very much like the rest of Wall Street because I see it much the same way. It's on the background of the New York Times, on the monitors hanging above our newsroom, just like it is on the trading floor. And most people on Wall Street have been dazzled just because it's on as well.
So this is a game, as far as I can tell, where they toss something called they slide something called a stone, and then a couple of people run their brushes on the ice to make it go faster, and then what?
Right. It's almost like darts on ice, or someone described it to me as horseshoes meets housekeeping. And the goal is to sort of get the stone, as they call it, as close to the center target as possible. But nobody really knows the rules. Some people feign that they do.
Yeah, right. Well, let's take a little comic break here. Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert recently visited the U.S. Olympic curling team.
Can you touch your toes?
I can't touch my toes, no.
You cannot touch your toes.
Not really.
I want to point out that you are an Olympic athlete.
Eric, it is a bit slow. I mean, how athletic is this sport?
Well, folks on Wall Street say it's a thinking man's game. It's slow. It's about precision. It's about strategy. And as Colbert pointed out, it's about the only Olympic event that these armchair athletes could ever envision themselves competing in.
Okay, let's go to one of them. Douglas Cass, president of Seabreeze Partners, joining us from Florida. Douglas, you say curling is like drinking Merlot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy curling up with a good curling match. But in all seriousness, Eric called me, and I thought he was goofing on me. I thought one of my sons, who I watch curling, had him call me as a joke. But I enjoy the game because it's a combination of bowling. I was on my high school bowling team, shuffleboard, billiards, bocce, chess, and checkers.
No, wait.
I enjoy the strategy and the teamwork.
Hold on, Douglas. You enjoy those games because you like to play them. You are watching this.
No. I admire chess matches in Union Square Park in New York City as much as I admire curling, Olympic curling on CNBC.
Okay, so you can get a charge.
Plus the terms are much more, as you said, you have kizzle-kazzle, and you have all these funny terms.
Yeah, let us in on the secret. What is kizzle-kazzle?
Kizzle-kazzle, as I understand it, Eric, is that when you deliver the stone, which you throw, it's intentionally wobbled to compensate for slush or water or snow on the ice surface.
Douglas Cass, I'm sure it's really interesting. I'll give it a shot. Eric Dash from The New York Times, thanks for your help. We have, of course, been talking about curling. I know John
popular
is a big
on
curling.
Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, big
I
curling fan.
I wonder if Goldman Sachs would be better curlers than Lehman Brothers.
Don't they have something better to do?
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.